I just got a letter. I wonder who it's from.
Welcome to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm an atheist in the Bible Belt. On this podcast, we talk about religion and how it affects us as non-believers in America. I often use a humorous approach because, let's face it, religion is heavy, and we need to be able to laugh about it sometimes. And now your host, me. What's up, non-believers, doubters, and skeptics? Welcome back to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. For some reason, even though it's only been a week, it feels like I haven't recorded a podcast in like a month. I'm getting ready to take a mental health walk. I've been taking those every day, and my God, that I don't believe in. They fucking help me so much. I do a little walk and listen to an audiobook, killing two birds with one stone. I'm down 30 pounds from my heaviest, which was last year, by the way. I was at my heaviest I've ever weighed in my life last year, and I am down 30 pounds from that number right now, and I'm feeling a lot better. I've been going for a walk 4 to 5 times a week, listening to a book, and the most recent book that I finished is called Not Nice by Dr. Aziz Ghazipura, and I think I talked about that on the podcast before, but damn, it's such a good book. It's I just finished it. It's a 19-hour audiobook, but man, so good. Things that I got to take action on. It's about, you know, standing up for yourself, saying no, and like the opposite of being a nice person is not being a mean person. It's being more authentic, and I highly recommend the book. I'll put it in the show notes. But so the next book I'm going to start is a book that's actually we're doing in our book club in the ex-Christian community, which is The Bible With and Without Jesus. That's the next one that I'm going to start. I'm probably also going to sprinkle in a little more self-help too. You know, one day I'll probably do this, The Bible With and Without Jesus. The next day I'm going to read The Art of Extraordinary Confidence by the same author of Not Nice, because these books are helping me. So that's what I'm about to go do after I record this podcast. Because it's not like I have a job right now. I do have a little bit of income, and I got some logs in the fire. So I'm trying to stay positive on that front. Anyway, what we're talking about today is I just got a letter. I wonder who it's from. So my whole online shtick, if you will, is being an atheist in the Bible Belt. That's what I create content about online. Some people get it. Some people don't. And that's okay. I don't care if people think I'm wasting my time by talking about a God that I don't believe in. That's one of the go-to things. You waste your time talking about a God that you don't even believe in. Why do they care how I spend my time anyway? You know? But anyway, being an atheist in a mostly Christian country, especially a super Christian region like Tennessee, is a funny thing. Like, I'll get on Facebook, which I still have only really because of work stuff. So, but I'll get on there and I'll see posts about Jesus a lot, like from family, friends, former coworkers, people I used to go to church with that I'm still friends with. It's more like acquaintances, but I haven't unfriended them, you know? And I don't comment on most of those posts. Occasionally I will if it's like anti-LGBTQ rhetoric and that kind of thing. But for the most part, I just scroll. And recently I saw yet another 7-year-old getting baptized. What is it with that age? Why is it that every kid I see, every person I see on Facebook getting baptized is 7 years old, maybe 8? Is it because they, you know, recently stopped believing in Santa and now they've graduated to fully understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ? I don't know. But one particular post that I saw struck a nerve with me, and I think I might have already talked about it on the podcast, but this is where the letter comes in. So the post that I saw was, many people reject Jesus because of bad experiences with religious people. But here's the thing, Jesus had bad experiences with religious people too. In fact, they killed him. People will let you down. Jesus won't. And my response to that post, I took that photo, I shared it and added my own caption. that said, many religious people assume that non-believers reject Jesus because of bad experiences with religious people. But here's the thing. Most of us just stopped believing because there's no evidence of any gods. In fact, the main reason that people believe that Jesus is the Son of God is because of an old religious book passed down for generations. Sure, they can talk about their personal relationship and experiences with Jesus, etc., but they likely would have sought out and found some other god if they didn't come across Jesus first, or be indoctrinated by their families. None of the Gospels were written until decades after Jesus died. Is that reliable enough for you to believe what they say? It was for me for a long time until I started to think more critically. People do indeed let us down, but that's not why most of us leave Christianity. And that post that I made on my personal Facebook currently has 53 comments, mostly from Christians trying to tell me why I'm wrong, paragraphs of, you know, why I'm wrong, or comments like, we still love you anyways, you filthy sinner. And one of the comments was from my mom's friend asking if her husband could write me a letter. I think it's because he doesn't have social media, so she asked if he could write me a letter. Isn't that crazy? Like, I make one post in a blue moon, you know, about being an atheist on my personal social media, and I get 53 comments, and I get somebody wanting to write me a letter in response. And being a content creator, how could I say no? Like, send me that letter. I'm going to use that letter for content. People, please send it. Now, none of them know that I'm a content creator. At least, you know, probably 95% of the people who commented on that post don't know that I have this podcast. They don't know anything about any of my Jesus Unfollower stuff. But I'm like, sure, yeah, go ahead. Here's my address. Write the letter. So I gave it to him, and the letter came last week. And I decided I don't want to make the letter public, but I'm going to go over some of the main talking points. I did post the full letter on xchristiancommunity.com if you're interested. It's behind a paywall. It's a private community, and I posted it there because I don't really want to post it publicly, but here are some highlights. He wrote, there are over 5,000 Greek New Testament manuscripts that range from the entire New Testament to scraps of papyri, which contain as little as part of one verse. Some fragments date back to within 25 to 50 years of the original writings. This is astounding, considering we're going back 2,000 years. What is even more incredible is that all the manuscripts are identical. And he just goes to talking about Plato's writings and what else? He says, the accuracy of the New Testament, the accuracy of these copies is 95%. When we look at written historical evidence, there are more than 19,000 copies in the Syrian, Latin, Coptic, and Aramaic languages included in that 99.5% accuracy. It seems like to me, he just copied and pasted from some apologetics website. But I don't know enough about the actual manuscripts to like dismiss all this stuff, but I'm pretty sure, like, if you go listen to Bart Ehrman's podcast or read any of his books, it talks about how those manuscripts are just copies of copies of copies. That doesn't make them accurate. Like, the accuracy of copies, I don't think it really matters that much, but anyways, I'm not here to talk about all that. And then he asks this question in his letter. If there were two Christians and one lost his or her faith, would the other Christian hope and pray that who left the faith would return to the faith in Christ? The answer is an unequivocal yes. Now, if there are two unbelievers, if one became a Christian, would the other hope and pray that they would deny their Christianity and return to unbelief? I really don't understand that question there. Obviously, the non-believer is not going to pray, but I find it funny that many Christians think that atheists want everybody to lose their faith and like come to the dark side and join us over here. It's just not true. I would say that most atheists are fine with believers, you know, as long as they're not spreading hate or harm or weaponizing their religion. Like, personally, if somebody believes in a god or whatever, I don't care about that. I'm not like, oh, you stupid idiot, you need to come be an atheist like me. I'm right, you're wrong. Like, That's the common assumption about us, but it's just not true. And you're going to want to read the final paragraph of the letter. That's a teaser to make you go join the ex-Christian community, but it's a doozy. The last paragraph talks about intelligence and how it's a bad thing, pretty much. I'll just leave it at that. Also, I often get messages or comments that are like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Now I'm going away from the letter. That's the last I'm talking about the letter. I'm going to address another comment that I got here. I get messages that are a wolf in sheep's clothing. The people act like they're being super sincere and meaning well, and then they slip in an insult or an insinuation that I'm living incorrectly. And here's Exhibit A. This person says, I understand where you're coming from, and I respect that. I'm sorry for whatever happened to you or your followers. Even though I know this will mean nothing to you, I still hope that maybe someday you will accept Jesus. But I know I cannot change that. So the only thing I can do is wish you the best and thank you for listening to me. And I responded with, I'm sorry for whatever happened to you too. I hope someday you'll realize that people don't come back from the dead. I hate the whole, I'm sorry for whatever happened to you or your followers. You know, you see what they did there? They try to act like they're being kind, but they're actually not. They're being condescending. Does this person genuinely think that they're being kind? I don't think that they do. They know what they're doing. But believers often assume that something happened to us. We can't possibly just not believe something bad happened to us from, you know, some church or some person or something. And this comment, it goes right along with the letter that I got, and it goes right along with the post that I originally responded to on Facebook that 53 people had to comment on. Well, some of them were me responding, and some of them were other friends of mine responding, but like, it just goes right along with that. So many assumptions about people who don't believe. Always. That's all the time for this week. Remember, you don't need a God to be good. Peace out. To sign up for a private community for ex-Christians, or to join the Comments from Christians newsletter, head over to JesusUnfollower.com.